I'm a Tessin Baba Vasra, Yud Beis TVC, Tavshin Mem, January 1st, 1979,
at 2. But I just, the last thing we discussed was the union of the Kabbalah's Doki from Napa. So we mentioned that there is a Machoikis. Now the Gemara says that, the only reasons why Damoroi, Rove, Rabbeinzi, was allowed to accept the doctor from the mother of the king of Persia, Vogel, of Shulmalke, is because of Shulmalkus. But if not for Shulmalkus and Biosa, why would Biosa? Because be Beish Tziot Shabbat. Beish Tziot Shabbat. What does it mean, Beish Tziot Shabbat? In other words, when it's Nisau HaSop, and the Loshna Posik is in in other words, that the Malchus, so if it is becomes overtaken with sin, so then it must, the Malchus must perish. I mean, it must disappear. So if the Malchus is a Malchus Lishon, so Rabbi Gershon says, in the Pshat, turn to the Rabbi Gershon in the basket of Yudam Beis, the last line, or the line before the last. Omele lo yudesh tzirot shebarno, kleima, kein shakotze mevushul yofi, mishabu in zikach, ki shimale in sopkom, ungalu sheisom vechatosom, tish bar zreyo, noshim bo yisvire, iskinarizim beifrim ha-shapu, anoshim, yirin imim shelbo. Now, in other words, anybody can defeat them, even women can defeat them. Veheicha obit, Robert, the Kobul Zloki, we handle in Moshe Malchusom with Husat Zloki. Apparently, Chicago was saturated to the sea. That's why Jane Burns was able, over Chicago. So, then he explained that if a person is overtaken with sin, so a few Noshi, who are relatively weak, can overtake them, attain victory over them. In God's administration of the world, that when a nation, Malchus, is overtaken with sin, and it fills up the measure of sin that it can take, so if it overdoes that, if it exceeds the measure of sin, is a certain amount of sin that a Malchus can have and still has. So the male, this was a Malchus Rishon, and the Raya of the Gemara in Gittin, you learned it last year, Daf Yudayim. So the Gemara says that the Malchus Poras in Bovel was a Malchus Rishon. That what Damroi asked that they should be subject to the authority, to the jurisdiction of Esau, rather than the jurisdiction of Yishmael. So that was that Malchus in the same time, the time of Robert, the Moran giving up his eye, also speaks of the time of Robert. So it was Malchus Rishon. And the Gemara says the whole Sukhi here on Gold Pastor is that Zdoki is Mechaper. Zdoki is Mechaper. Just as Kobones is Mechaper, so Zdoki is Mechaper. And Zdoki is Mechaper for Jews, for going, for pagans, for the Chobom Azolis, Zdoki is Mechaper. And just like Kobones, and just as Zdoki is Mechaper, just as Kobones, so here become Yochid, that attains Kapore for the Yochid, and there is Chobom Tzibo, that attains Kapore for the Tzibo. So now, in regard to non-Jews, so Ishish, the Rabbi said, "Lady, Ki Yisrael." So Kabbalas can be mechaper, can attain kapore for an akum, a yochid, but there is no kapore of the kohen for the tzibur of goyim. Bashenki, Zdoki is mechaper. That's the whole sugi. The whole sugi. So, zokin mechaper asom emeile, that means by accepting the tzedakah, by accepting the tzedakah, so that will enable the malchus nishor of Bubba to last longer. So that's why it was also a rif nafash on the malchus. So he says, ve'ilche yom Bubba dekom tzedakim hem li moshek malchuson bizchus ha-tzedakah. Bizchus ha-tzedakah. So, and we also said that there is a machleket between Teisus and the Rambam, because Teisus says the Kash. Teisus says the Kash. Teisus says the Kash. Here, the Gemara says that it's also to be Mikabu Zloke from an Akum. How is it that I'm going to be Mikabu Zloke from that Tayyip, Ishmaeli? The Ishmaeli who donated a candelabrum to the Beis HaKnesses. So Teisus distinguishes between Zloke of HaKnesses and Zloke of Aniyim. But we saw from Rosh Rambam that the Rambam mentions the whole halacha of Bereishis or Tisha B'Av only in respect to a melech or a sar, not in respect to a yochid, an akum yochid, even an akum rosh. So according to the Rambam, there is no kasha, there it was a yochid. A certain Arab, Tari is an Arab pedal. So the Yisrael of Bereishis or Tisha B'Av. But we see that's what Teisus is chilek on the Rambam. So we see from Rabbi Gersh and a few of the babies, he says, we Moshech Malchus on this one. So the only reason is because the Malchus, as such, will last longer. So what is it, Israel? Is it? The Shilot Shabbat doesn't imply in Israel, it only implies the fact that as a result of Tzoke, of the Schus of Tzoke, so a Malchus, for sure, when the Chomin can last for a longer time than it otherwise would have lasted. So, but there's no Yisrael, and then we know Kashi the Chavish Dovo. So the answer is, since this Pasuk tells us, we see on Shabbano, that through the Schus of Tzedakah, so the Malchus can last longer, and without the Schus of Tzedakah, so Noshim Boy is merely say so. So, Mimele, it comes within the law of the Sechonim. There is an Yisrael of giving Hanino grace to Nakum and Roshim. So of course that is our twice to Nakum and Yochim. And Nakum is in the Ramzai, is in the Neyaf. And Nakum and Roshim. So it's also to give Hanino, and that's the reason why it's also to give an Itzitimot to Nakum and Roshim. Lunen Ashmanida or Chiyisi Eitzo. To Mechadnetza. To Mechadnetza. So this also. So because of the Yisrael of Shabbano, it comes within the Yisrael of Zechonim. But the Yisrael of Zechonim applies not only to an Akum Yochid Yerosha, it applies to a Sibo, a Malchus Kishon also. Because as the Rambam says, that just as every Yochid is needed, so every collective, every Sibo is needed. And Mungo Meseirom too. So the Mele, So according to Teisus, it applies to Yochid also. According to Rambam Nigash, it only applies to the Malchus, to the Melech and Isa. Why doesn't it apply to a Yochid? So we mentioned, because Schar Mitzvah by Al Meleke, and even though Tzedoke is Matnis Chor B'Tzido, but the Ika Schar of Tzedoke is Be'yom Habo, not Be'yom Hazeh. So the Mele, Lo Yisichonim only implies you're not allowed to give them a material Hanim. But a Schar, Schar of Be'yom Habo, that's a spiritual schar. So that spiritual chanino does not come within the law of Yisachonim. Mashiim came in regard to Melech. So the Chumash Rashba says that in regard to Tzibur, so the schar leinish is only Be'olam Hazeh. There is no schar leinish Be'olam Habo for Tzibur, for Yochid. So the Ika schar leinish is Be'olam Habo. And Be'olam Hazeh in regard to those mitzvahs that matters for Tzibur. But that's not the primary schar. Schar mitzvah by Al Meleke. So, and Teisus Shita is that since in regard to Tzedakah there is a ptoche from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki lo alei Adom Hazeh Yivarechecha Hashem Elokecha. And as the Gemara points out here in the Agadah, that there is a ptoche, the Gemara emphasizes it. And furthermore, we are even allowed to be Menasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu in regard to Tzedakah. Uponunin Obezeis. So, in the Mele, So Mele, we're not allowed to be Mizaki and Nakume Roshe with this Tetzchus of Zgot. Tetzchus of Zgot. And the Shibis Rambam means only in regard to the Malchus, a Melech Harissa. Alright. So that's one Machlokes Hashem. Now let's see the Roshan Aram. Also, Israel, little Zlokom and Akum Lifares, the Minyoki Nichi is Mizlokom Shal Israel, the Minyoki Niklom and Akum Vizino, Harez and Mutter. So that's the more in Sanhedrin. That Lake Echli Domarachi are postulates. What does Echli Domarachi mean? So the Rambam says, the Rashi says, it means one who is mikabel tzedoke from an akum mifares, who solicits charity from the mifchobim mifares, from mifares. So Rashi says, he's posulates because of Chil Hashem. And according to Rashi, he's posulates with the rice. According to Rashi, he's posulates with the rice. Because Rashi shiti is the trosh of the chomos, that's the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Rosh Chomos, the Rambam Paskins, and that's the sheet of Moses, the Shemin, the sheet of the Reed. This is how we should know the Paskins, that in order to be postulated with the Raise, so it's one of two things. Either one is either an Avera, or Mrs. Bez, you know, Kores, Mrs. Shemali, or Malkes. For example, if somebody is Machal Shabbos, so he's postulated with the Raise, he's a Rosh. Because it's Rosh Reed. So, because for Chil Shabbos, it's a Nisa of Misa. Or if somebody, let's say, is Mechal Kippur, so there is Kores. If he's Echel Chemet, there is Kores. Even if he's Mechal Yomtev, so there is Malkes. So he's also possible. Or if it's the Vele Trim, because of Cholo, he puts on Klai. So it's a large change being Malkes or Mise or Kores, Mise Shemayim. So he's possible in his Mechais. Or a Rosh of Chomos. So according to the Rambam, a Rosh of Chomos means if the Vele consists of taking moment chaver shoyim the gamer the gadran the maul the ribis who want to take shecha. So where the avere of chomos of taking somebody else's moment shoyim even though there is no malchus for the neighbor zere. So there is no malchus for taking ribis. There is no malchus. That's what shiti is. That for taking ribis there is malchus. For the rabbi shiti is that for taking ribis there is no malchus. There is no malchus. Because of Rosh Chomos. But, so according to the Rambam, when is one considered the Rosh Chomos only if the Avera is an Avera of the Kichas Moment Shalidim? But Rashi Shiti is that any Avera that a person does because of pecuniary greed makes him Rosh Chomos. Even if it's an Avera of another Memoki. But if he does it because of pecuniary greed, so then it becomes Rosh Chomos. That's Rashi Shiti. I mean, the Shulamot doesn't pass on like Rashi. So that means, let's say, somebody who talks Lashon Hara, so he's not postulates. Why isn't he postulates? Because for the love of the Sinner Chochel Ba'amecho, or the Sisa Shimashot, there is no Malkes, and it's not an Avere of Chomos. It's not an Avera of Chomos. Certainly, according to the way we pass it, that Chomos means an Avera of Likichas Momin. But even according to Rashi, I don't think it will be postulates. It will postulates because when one talks Lashon Hara, he talks because of sin, or because of jealousy, not because of pecuniary greed. If somebody will talk Lashon Hara because of pecuniary greed, so according to Rashi, it will be postulates in Rashi. But the Shulamot doesn't pass it like Rashi. All right. So Rashi's shit is a big finish. So Rashi says, if we know what Achir, those who solicit charity, family, chomim, bifaresi, so that Mechal is Hashem. In other words, if he solicits, he goes in the street, and he solicits family, chomim, charity, bifaresi. So what would the chomim say? Look at the Jews. I mean, they can't even support their own poor. I mean, we have to support them. They themselves cannot support. Somewhere it's Chil Hashem. And why does he do it? Because of peculiar degree. So maybe it's possible it's Mechaz. That's the Shiva Zahra. The Rambam, of course, Meshitoset, and all the Meshayim, who agree with Meshitoset Sarif and the Rambam, that in order to be possible it is in the Raisin, so he has to be either a large chief of Malkes, or a Nisa of the Tichas Momen. So it couldn't be possible in Raisin, and even in the Rabbanon it couldn't be possible. Because the Shitas Rambam means that when is one possible in the Rabbanon? Only when he's able and Nisa the Rabbanon, that with the Rabbanon comes under a category of the Raisin Shitas Momen. Or with the Rabbanon it comes under the heading, under the category of Isurim, that for the Raisa of which there is Nisa, there is cause. For example, if somebody is made see Daladamis Gashisarab, he's higher still. Or without a sword, so he's higher chorus. He's higher chorus. And so melee, if somebody is made see Daladamis Kamales, it's possible in the Rabbanon. Because with the Rabbanon, it's only the Kamales comes under the same heading as it's only the Shisrami, except that that's only the Rabbanon. So of course, the Rabbanon is much higher to say this. And the same thing is, if somebody, let's say, he'll do a Shvus Anyonte. So for the Drais of Yonte, so he's higher Malkis, some male, for the Rabbanon of Yonte, let's say, suppose someone carried Meshus Rabbi, Anyonte, not Ritzir Rechon Eresh, just like that Ritzir Rechon, so he's higher Malkis, some male, if he carries in Kamales, Ritzir Rechon, he's possibly his Rabbanon. Or, if somebody eats Psar Behemo that was cooked together with milk, so it's high Malkis. But if he eats Psar Yicholov, he's not high Malkis. But with Rabbanon, Psar Yicholov comes under the same heading as the Yisrael Basar Cholov, so it's possibly his Rabbanon. But if somebody, let's say, eats Meloni Tlasidai, he's not possibly the same Rabbanon. Not only that, according to Rambam, if somebody talks Lashonora, he's not even possible in the Rabbanon. Because he's either allowed, but there is no Malkis. Where is the possible in the Rabbanon? When he's either an Avele, the Rabbanon, that comes under the category of Isurim, for the device of which there is Mise, Kores, Malt. So Mele, the Rambam couldn't say that Ichli de Barache, Ichli de Barache is possible in this, Midraise, because of Roshe Chomos. That's according to Rashi. So how does the Rambam mention the psul of Eichel Dovar Achir? So the Rambam says in the Perek Yudalev in Chasidus, Halacha Dal. He says, V'chein habzuyim psulim leides in Divrei, v'im anoshim sheilchim ve'ichlam bishuk b'fnei kolo, u'chidineilu sheilchim arun bishuk ve'ei she'in iskim b'blochom ne'veres v'chayim tzibayu. שהם מקפידים על הבישס, שקולי לחשוב ככלב, והם מקפידים על הנשאר, ומכלל אלו, הועיך לי עם צדוקו של עקום בפרסיה, אף על פי שאפשר להם, שיוזינו בצינו, מבזין עצמו ונחששי, כל אלו פסולים מדברי. כל אלו פסולים מדברי. So in other words, because of Bozo, there is a psulegis רבון Bozo. One who deports himself in an extremely undignified way. Let's say one who eats pass in the street, walks in the street and eats a sandwich. So it's possible in the Rabbanon because he's a boss. Because he's a boss. So Mikavli, those who solicit Tzdoke from the Chomim Mifarhesie, he's also a boss. Also, in a different way, he shows that he has no Jewish pride. There's no Jewish pride in him. So if he solicits charity from the Chom, so in the name the Rambam can be made that there is a Nisar of Chil Hashem. But for Chil Hashem there is no Malkes for this kind of Chil Hashem. There is no Malkes for this kind of Chil Hashem. So even though it's a Nisar Raise, it's not possible in this Raise, not even possible in this Rabbanon, because it's not a Rosh Chomos. Not a Rosh Chomos, even though he does it because of peculiar greed. But it's possible in the Rabbanon, because he is a bosom. He is a bosom. Alright. Now, so this is what the Rambam says. This is what the Rambam says. Also, the Israel, Litail, Zdoko, Mino Akut Mifaresi, Vimin Yochel Lichyes, Vizdoko Shal Israel, Vin Yochel Liklo Mino Akut, Vizino, Harezemu. 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 So, so he says, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. If he cannot take, if he cannot live without the charity from a Vichovit, and he cannot take it, but you know he cannot take it, the circumstances are such that he can only solicit from them if I see, but you know not. So then it's mutar. Now the question is, why is it mutar? I mean, it doesn't mean because of Pach Nevesh, it doesn't mean they know. Ve'im Yochi Michi is Bistoko Shal Yisroel, Mamish Pach Nevesh, he'll die. Let's say he can move out from the city. In other words, so it's not in Yochi Nevesh, so why is it mutar? The answer is, why is it, it's Enoch Nam Yitzel Chil Hashem, and Chil Hashem is an Yitzel Raiseh. But if he cannot, in other words, if he cannot live with the Zdok of Yisroel, in other words, that means that unfortunately, the Yisroel are not sufficiently sensitive to the needs of a fellow Jew. So Mele, who's Chil Hashem? Who is the Sibah of the Chil Hashem? Of course there will be a Chil Hashem when the Jews don't support the Jewish poor and he has to resort to the aid of the Likhov. Of course it's a Chil Hashem, but who is this, the cause of this Chil Hashem? Not the poor Jew who cannot live. So Enoch Na'ameh, if he's able to work, find a job and he doesn't want, then he's not allowed, but he prefers to solicit charity from the Likhov. Then he's also, he means he cannot, he has no other way. So then we cannot say you're not allowed to solicit because you'll be Mechalas Hashem. Because who will be the cause of the Chil Hashem? Will be the Jews who do not support. Anyway, so it's also a little Zlokom in Akum Befaresi. But only Befaresi. Bitzine, it's not us. And then the Rambam says, in the Chesam Chabatul Saudi, Halohe, Tez, the Umelech Huisar in Akum, so that's the Rosh Rambam that indicates that the whole Nisa of the Vishkisi or Tishopahano applies only to Melech Nisa and Rabbi Yashi says the same shit. Not like Tezis. Umelech Huisar in Akum, ששולח מומי לישראל לצדוקו, אי מרזיר לו, אוי זה לו, משום שלו ימרוס. אלו נטלו ממנו ונוסעים לה מיעקום ביסייסיה, כדי שלא ישמע, כדי שלא ישמע המלך. So why ביסייסיה? Because if the melech will find out that it wasn't given to any Israel but any Yaakum, he'll have a great. Now the question is, so that's why you have to give it to any Yaakum Biseisya. So in other words, one of Shach, if the Melech will have a Kvede, so then it should be also because of Nivez Lassab Riz. As Rashi says, that the reason is why Rav Yitzchak couldn't have used the money from Ifre, the mother of the king, Ifre Humes, the mother of the king of Babel, was because since it wasn't a frequent phenomenon, I mean, to ransom Shuim, so Mele, when the woman, the mother of the king, sent it to Rabbi Yitzchak that it should be used on Mitzvah Rabo and feeding Shuim, she definitely meant Shui Yisrael. So Mele, and if you violate her wish, so then you are receiving her, and also being with Dasa Bliss, and with Dasha Bliss, and with Dasha Bliss, and with Dasha Bliss, so Monef Sheach. So why is it allowed by Ami to give it to Ami Akum? Because the general practice of Jews every day was to support pagan poor. So maybe he doesn't involve in himself in his das. So if it's not words that the mother of the king of Babel wouldn't have minded. So maybe. So why does he have to give Biseisa so he can give? Shall he Biseisa too? Because, Manasha, if the Melech is Makbid, so then it should involve and he sell him as Das. And if he's not Makbid, so why not give Biseisa? So the answer is, there are two kinds of pains. There is one kind of pain there that he'll resent it. He'll resent it. Because after all, if the king will find out, if the king will find out that the money that he sent to Rav Yitzchak, to Rove, to Rav Yitzchak, to Rove, was not given for the Jewish poor, but was distributed among the pagan poor, he'll have a resentment, he'll bear a resentment against Rav Yitzchak for Rove. Because after all, if the king wanted a certain sum of money to be distributed among the pagan poor, he had to send it to Rav Yitzchak and Rove. He is going, who could have done it for him. So in other words, if he sent a certain sum of money to be distributed for charity, so that means that he preferred that this amount of money should be distributed among the Jewish poor. Otherwise, why would he send it to Rav Yitzchak Rove? Since when are they there? Are they in charge of the distribution of charity among the pagans? I mean, he had goyim who could have done the job for him. But, so that would not involve an issue of Nehemiah's das. Because it doesn't mean that if a person does something that is contrary to the wishes of any chomim, that it involves an issue of Nehemiah's das. In other words, when does it involve an issue of Nehemiah's das? If the situation is such that had he known that this money will not be given to Ani Yisrael, he wouldn't give it for Ani Yaakov. So in other words, he is disposing of the money of the king of the Akum, not in accordance with his wishes. But so that kind of pain is the reason. Because since the Melech knows that it's the general practice of the Jews in his country, that they support the pagan poor every day. So the Melech, if the Melech himself, let's say, had been unable to distribute a certain sum of money among the pagan poor, except by giving it to Rav Yitzchak, to Rove, he would have done it. So in other words, that means that the distribution of the money was not in opposition to his wish. But since he is able to distribute all the money he wants to be distributed among the pagan Akum, among the pagan Ani, so in other ways, so Mele, he prefers that Rav Yitzchak should distribute it to Ani Yisrael. He prefers, but it doesn't mean that if to Ani Akum he doesn't want. So Mele doesn't involve an issue of Gnidus Das. There's no limits of that. But still, he's not allowed to give it to Ani Yisrael. So there is a kasha. The kasha is to be directed not against the Rambam. It's the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rav Yitzchak, that Rav accepted this locket from the son, from the mother of the king, and it was distributed to Ani Yaakov. So the question is, and the reason as to why he did accept it. The reason as to why he did accept it. And the reason as to why he did accept it. He even with the money being distributed among the Yaakov. So it's because of Shemalos. So if not for Shemalos, he wouldn't have accepted it altogether. If not for Shemalos, he wouldn't have accepted it altogether. Even if it is going to be distributed among the people. Why? The answer is because since Zdoke is mechape, so not only Zdoke is mechape for the Yichovim, Zdoke that is given by Yichovim to Israel is mechape. Zdoke that is given to a Yichovim is also mechape. Because if we are going to assume that Zdoke is only mechape for Umeseilom when they give Zdoke to Jews, but when Umeseilom gives Zdoke to a Yichovim, then the Zdoke is not mechaper and does not bring, is not conducive to the extension of the success of the Malchus of Shor. So then it should be mutar, even without actual Malchus, to accept the Zdoke and to give it to a pagan poor. Rav Yosef and Rove, I mean, they gave it to the pagan anyway. They gave it to the pagan anyway. So why does Gemara have to resort to the time of Shlomo Malchus? And if not for Shlomo Malchus, then it would have been Osa. It would have been Osa to accept its doke and distribute it to the pagan pool. Why? Because they made Shlomo Tishbama. Because as a result of this doke being given to the pagan pool, so the Malchus or Shor of Bobel would have extended for a longer period of time than it would otherwise have extended. So,
but isn't it like Hadi for the Nara? Isn't it like Hadi for the Nara? It's like Hadi for the Nara. The government could have given directly, but they do it through Israel.
Hadi for the Nara and Chayi for the Nara is only in regard to the Nehemi. But
I mean, as a marshal. It's like the Malchus could have given to the Nehemi by themselves.
This cloud of Hadi for the Nara, Chayi for the Nara, is only Shaykh regarding with Nehemi.
But
with Nehemi, is it Mirshu? So in other words, when is it a Mirshu? When is it considered an obstacle? If without me, he wouldn't eat Chazal, he wouldn't eat Nehemi.
Yeah.
But if without me giving it to him, he'll also eat it. So I'm not a marshal. But it's nothing to do with relationship.
But a marshal, the Akam could have given the Malchus could have given to the Nehemi themselves directly.
Just because this Malchus could have extended anyway, so that doesn't mean that I can do it.
But why would there be more Kippur if the Jew gives it rather than the Goy gives it directly?
I mean, what difference does it make?
Yeah.
What difference does it make whether he gives it to Amir Akum or he gives it to Amir Yisrael? So we see that if not for Shlomo Malchus, we see from the Gemara itself.
No, but the Rosh Hashanah...
One second. If not for Shlomo Malchus, then it would have been Oser to accept and to give it to Amir Akum. It would have been Oser if not for Shlomo Malchus. Why would it be Oser?
But the Malchus could have given directly. So the Kippur would be the same.
So
then
he would have been Malchus.
No.
Without the Malchus.
No, but how does it answer the question? Because here we're saying that if the Jews give, so they'll give a Kippur for the Akum.
Okay, fine.
But the thing is
without the Malchus, if you apply the concept of having the Nara to this issue of giving Chine to Malchus the Shor, so even without the Malchus it should be Muta. And the Gemara says without the Malchus, it would have been Osa.
Yeah.
It would have been Aveya. But the Malchus could have done it anyway, the answer is having the Nara training the Nara is something that the Shaykh would have with either. It has nothing to do with other issue. So, otherwise, it would be put there without Shlomo Malchus. So we see that without Shlomo Malchus, it would be Osa, even to distribute it to Amiyakum. Why? Because giving it to Amiyakum is also Mechapah. Not only when the Malchus gives it to Amiyakum, it's also their Kapore. When they give Zoke to their own pool, to Amiyakum, it's also a Kapore. So the question is, so what do they gain? What did Rabbi say for? What did Rabbi gain by giving a Tanir Akum rather than Tanis? I mean, so the kasha is to be directed to the Gemara. Now, Rosh Rambam is like this. Umelech oisar min ha'akum, sheshorach momen l'Yisroel l'itzboke, ei marzir in Yisroel, mishlum shloy malchus, elu neikli minenu, v'yinosei l'ani ha'akum, v'sei se'akim, v'shenishma ha'melech. So there's the kasha. So apparently, obviously, that there are two issues. There is one issue of Bibesh Tzirot Shabbat, and it seems that as far as the issue of Bibesh Tzirot Shabbat is concerned, as far as the Israel which Tzirot Shabbat is concerned, so it doesn't make any difference whether this doke that the Israel is recovered from the Akum, from the Malchus Rishon, so whether this doke is given to Ani Akum or is given to Ani Israel. So even if it were given, even if it is given to Ani Akum, it would still involve the Israel which Tzirot Shabbat. And what kind of Israel is which Tzirot Shabbat? Yeah, I mean, the Tzirot Shabbat is a positive Yishayah, just expressing what the fact. Where's the Chodem? It's an Israel of Yishayah. So it doesn't, why is Israel Yishayah? Because by accepting the Tzidokah, so we are prolonging the Malchus. We are Mamshah Malchus. So that's a chesed to the Malchus Rishon. So it's an Israel of Yishayah. And it doesn't make any difference whether this Tzidokah is given to Aniyakum or it's given to Ani Yisrael. Or it's given to Israel, it will still be Mamshech the Malchus. it will still be mamshah the malchus.
If the malchus gave directly, would that be mamshah the malchus? If the malchus gave directly to Akum, would that be mamshah the malchus?
Of course, of course. But now the Israeli the shliach, so he'll be the sibe. He'll be the sibe in being mamshah the malchus. So he is neisin chalino. He's neisin chalino to that.
But the malchus could have done it by himself so easily. It seems like.
All right, but you see that Gemara says it's also a bit not for shli malchus.
But could there be something special that if a Jew gives tzedakah, there'd be more something more done than if a goy does it?
All right.
So they're giving sort of power in that way.
All right.
The kosher of Israel.
But this is also mamshah the malchus. So also mamshah the malchus. So what? So what difference does it make whether he gives it to Malchus, whether he gives it to Ani Akma using this one? So that's one is. And that is of Bivish Siro de Shabana, because it's Mamshel Malchus, so it will apply even if it's given to Ani Akma. But then it seems that when it's given to Ani Israel, so then there is a special reason. Another reason. Not something different than Yivosh Tzirot Yishabamu and Yivosh Tzirot Yishabamu. And that we can see from Moshe Naramah. In Melchus Loch. So the Rambam says, we mentioned that the day before yesterday, in Perifid Melchus Loch, Haloche Yud, B'nei Akshirot Zorasis, Mitzvah Mishon Mitzvah Sateot, Kedrikabu Israel, Shorish Mishay Yisnem will be Goy. Akum, Beneach, Vigatech. Akum means one who is able to say Mishayneach. If it's called a pagan, Akum means a pagan. Whether he is a pagan by virtue of the fact that he's an idol worshiper, or he is a pagan by virtue of the fact that he's an anarchic Aslan, a Ritzeach, as long as he is addicted to the Zayn Mishayneach, he's called an Ibn Tchot. He's called a pagan. So, that's Akum. And then, Beneach means, the Ramban says, someone who is not a Zionist in Beneach. But he wasn't Mikabel B'Fleshoishu. He was not Mikabel B'Fleshoishu. And Gatecho is one who not only is not a Beneach, but who was Mikabel B'Fleshoishu. And of course, in order to be a full Gatecho, B'Fleshoishu Gombo, he has to be Mikabel B'Fleshoishu in Israel, B'Zman Shari Beneach. So, here the Ramban uses the Russian, Beneach, he doesn't say attention, but he certainly does not mean Akum. He means someone who is not even right in there. So he says, Nosen Tzodokom Mikablim Inem, V'yirali Shemesin Eitzol Ani Yisroel. So, we can give it to Ani Yisroel. Hoyu V'unizem Mi Yisroel, U'mitzuv Aleim Lachyez, Avla Akum Shemosan Tzodokom Mikablim Inem, V'neisin Eitzol Lani Yisroel. So the Rambam here again mentions the Yisrael of being Mikabel Tzloke Pamela. So he says that that is only Shalei Rechiv, is Mikabel Tzloke Pamela Mikot. Igoi, who is Ibn Zayim Yisrael Meneach. But from Ibn Eyach, one who is not Ibn Zayim Yisrael Meneach, we are allowed to be Mikabel Tzloke, and we can even give it to Ani Yisrael. We can give it to Ani Yisrael. So it's the star there. That when the Rambam says that when Ibn Eyach, not an Ibn Tichot, gives Tzedakah, so Israel is allowed to be Mikabel, and to give it to Ani Israel, the Rambam does not have reference to Kabbalah Tzedakah Mifarhesi, because as far as Kabbalah Tzedakah Mifarhesi is concerned, so that's also because of Kil Hashem, because the Goyim will say, look at the Jews, they don't support, they're poor, we have to support them. So does it make a difference whether he's Mikabel Tzedakah Mifarhesi, whether he is Mikabel Tzedakah Mifarhesi, Mikabel Tzedakah Mifarhesi from an Akum, or is Mikabel Tzedakah Mifarhesi from meditation? What difference does it make? The same Chil Hashem is there. So So in other words, so the Rambam doesn't mention pious here. So he said, stop, if a B'nai Yad gave Zlok to a Jew, he's allowed to be recovered it, and he can even give it to a Yisrael. So why? But there is a Nisya. There is a Nisya to give it to a Yisrael. So he says, that Nisya is only Shayach vis-a-vis an act, but not vis-a-vis a Bateshov, and not even vis-a-vis a B'nai Yad. There is a difference between Ibneach, what the Ramban calls Ibneach, and what the Ramban calls Ketesh. Alright, that, the Shomish Nishen is Bigoyim, Nemu Bigoyim is the Ramban. But the Ramban also uses the term Ibneach in respect to someone who is not an Ibneachop, who is not an Ibneachop. But sometimes the Sheni and even the Gemara will use the term Ketesh in the sense Ketesh sometimes he has the meaning of someone who has mikabel zayin mitzvah neyach b'fnei gimu mitzroel b'zman shayeh neyek. So that kind of meditation is not shayach today altogether, because today it's a zman shayeh neyek. And sometimes when the Gemara or the Sheni mentioned the term meditation, so it doesn't mean that kind of meditation gomo who has mikabel b'fnei gimu mitzroel, but it means one who is not enough. So he says, V'yirali sheneis neisor ani Yisrael, hoi v'unizim b'Yisrael, u'mitzur ha'alim la'achizim, avla akum shenosan tzdoko, mikabli mimenu, v'neis neisor ani ya. So the Rambam says, that when is it osera for Yisrael to be mikabli tzdoke, when this tzdoke is given by Nak? But if this tzdoke is given by Gatesho, Ebeneya, so then it's muta to be mikabli. So it's muta to be mikabel. So the question is, what is the... So you can say, because inasmuch as the Isa of the Beish Ksiro Tishabal is based upon the Shem Roshi of Akum, in other words, because we give him Hanina, in other words, the love of his Honim, and his Honim only is based upon the Shem Roshi of Akum. I mean, we mentioned that in the Sugya of Hordes, the Dimore in Megillah Dabo, Omar Yitzchok with Yaakovish Boruch Hu Yichalei Yuchalei Yisod. So the Rebbein Shom said to him, Roshe, because Yuchal Roshe Baro Mitzelek Be'aretz Nechetz Yadav. So Gimore said, so Yitzchok said Baro Mitzelek. So the Masho explains it. In other words, true is the name of the Mizor. But it's my son saying to them, he's an honest. He's not to be considered as a Russian. Akum shebe chutz lo ha'et la'avim da'am zorein. El amin ha'am saying to them. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu said to Yitzchok, be'er tzechet es yari. So the Masho explains it. What does it mean? Eno chanan. If the only Avera, the only crime committed by Yisro. So by the Yitzchok had been the fact that the Avim da'am zorein. So they could be forgiven for that. Because they are Nusim. See, la, it's my son saying with them, but there is the Chetetz Yahweh. They destroyed the Bishamigdosh, they killed Jews. And that they are not Anusi, so Mele, there cannot be anything. So we see from this Gemara in Megillah, that the Issa of his economy is based upon the Shem Roshava. Pashem Roshava. So Mele, we can understand that the Vestir of the Shabbalah is based upon the Issa of Yisachonim, and Yisachonim itself is based upon the Shem Hoshe of Akum. Akum Hoshe, we're not allowed to give clean it. Grace, chesed, to an Akum Hoshe. So, Mimele, if a Gatesha gave it, so there's no Yisachonim, Gatesha Mitzvah Lachin, say. So, we are Mitzvah to give Chanin to Gatesha. But then the question is, is being supported by the Jews. The Gatensha himself is being supported by the Jews. Now, as a matter of fact, there is a very remarkable Hashuv. What is the Pshat in the Rambam? So it seems that according to the Rambam, accepting Tzedoke from an Akum might involve one of three. So if someone accepts Tzedoke from an Akum, if he solicits charity from an Akum, Bifahesye, so then there's an Isra of Rashi, there's the more in Sanhedrin that is possible. So according to Rashi, it's possible it is because of Isra of Rashi. According to the Rambam, he's not postulated because of Hashem, because it's not a bit of commerce, it's not a bit of Malkes, but he's postulated because he's a boss. But also it is because of Hashem. The Rambam will not say it's also because of Hashem. But that's only Faresi. If you solicit, be Faresi. But if you solicit Pitzine, so then there is no Hashem. No Hashem. And that is how we probably apply to the teacher of truth. What difference does it make? As long as the Goyim will say that the Jews don't support, the Jews are very poor, they don't support their own poor, we have to support. That's an Isaf Hashem, and that will probably apply to the teacher also. And that will be Paresi, not the team. Then there is an Isaiah of the Beishti of the Shatano, because we are extending the Malchus, so it probably comes within the love of Isaphan. And then there is another Isaiah. Then there's another Isra. And that other Isra is only Shaya when the Zdoko is taken by Ami Israel. Not when it's taken by Ami Yaakov. Not when it's taken by Ami Yaakov. So, there is a Drosh in the Sifri on the Posik of ויסייחו חונבהו, והגיר אשר שורך אותו בנינו באחור, וימוכי ונוכי, כי עם קודש עתו ועד השם הולכחו, ויסיבה של די בחלוי מיני, כי עם קודש עתו ועד השם הולכחו, ויסיקרים לאחר, שיהיו יסר דשים ממנו. It's a special Allah. In other words, we should not act in such a way that will make the Yitchovim, the Goyim, in a certain sense, better human beings than we. That's not Chil Hashem, that's something separate. Chil Hashem depends upon the fact that the Goyim themselves will criticize the Jews. But this, even if the Goyim will not criticize the Jews, even if the Goyim will praise the Jews, but if we act in such a way that we are giving, that the Goyim deport themselves in more moral way and ethical way than the Jews. So then we are even easy. Apart from Chil Hashem, usually it is coupled with Chil Hashem too. But that's another reason. We see them rachelim, sheyiyu, yeser, veishim, imek. That is it. So mele, apparently, there is another reason of being mekabel, locate from an akum. Because an akum, let's say, if it's an akum, who is even a zayimitzim, meleach, so then there is a law of Yisachon. If it's an Ibid and Yisrael and Rotsi. So, not like in Yitchovim Shem Chutz Boretz. Or, if it's an Ibid, the other side is in the Yach, is it Gamma, the Gaza, the Neid, whatever. So, in the Meile, there is a law of Yisachon. We're not allowed to give Chanine to an Akum Rosh. And if an Akum Rosh comes to a Jew and gives him his dog, and the Jew accepts it, so that means that the Akum is doing chesed with us, with the Jew. So he accepts Zdoke, Chanine. He accepts grace family with Chavim, when he himself does not extend grace, he's not allowed to extend grace. Even if he would want to, he's not allowed, he's allowed to raise it. So Mele, by accepting this tzedakah from David Chavim, that he is an act of Hanile to the Jew, the Israel is daily that this Akum should be Yisra Kodesh than he is. Because he gives Hanile to the Jew, whereas the Jew himself is not allowed to give Hanile to him. So if Galen Rachelim leads Yisra Kodesh than he. So that's only Shaya. That itself is only Shaya. If, let's say, an Akum comes over to Israel, and he gives him, let's say, $1,000, and he said, and you take it, and distribute it among your poor. So in other words, so that's an act of Hanine from the Akum. And the Israel accepts it, and he gives it to Ani Israel. So the Ani Israel, they accept Hanine from that Akum Roshel. But at the same time, they themselves cannot do it. They cannot reciprocate and give him Hanin, because he's an Akum Roshi. He is an Akum Roshi. So Mele, it involves the Isaiah of the Sikhren Lacheri, who is his Agnishimabek. So that's why the Rambam says, so this Isaiah applies to Yochid and Akum also. The Isaiah of the Mechisirot is Shepalmo. So that is based upon the fact that is because of this heart, because Doki is Mechapir. So it will. It is conducive to an extension of the Malchus. Some Melech, that is only Shayach to a Melech, that applies to a Melech, to Yisab, not to Yochid. Because as far as Yochid is concerned, so is Hamitzin by our Melech. And even though it's Doki, he's Marcus Chor Betino, but he just Chalok's Doki, he's Beolabo, not Beolamazen. Some Melech, it's not considered as an act of Chine to the Akum, the Yochid, only when I accept it from the Malchus. So then the whole schar of the collective, of the tzibur, is Beila Maseh, and there is a tochet of the Beila Shalom, that Tzedakah is rewarded, and Tzedakah is Mechaber. So by accepting Tzedakah from the Malchus Rishon, we are in effect giving Chanina to the Malchus Rishon. We are giving grace to the Malchus Rishon. So that applies only to the Melech, to the Tzar, not to the Yochid. Mashiach in the other Isa, and that Isa applies only to Himelech or Isa, but on the other hand, even if the Tzedakah would be given to Ani Akum, it would still be bound in Isa. So that's why the Gemara has to resort to the fact of Shalom Malchus, because if not for Shalom Malchus, it would be also to be Mikabu the Tzedakah from the Melech or the Isa, even though it's distributed to Ani Akum. Because what difference does it make? Tzedakah is Tzedakah. So it's mechaper for the Akum anyway, whether it's given to Akum or it's given to Israel, it's mechaper and it's Mamshech Malchus. So only because of Shloim Malchus we are allowed to accept the Tzedakah, even if it's going to be given to Ani Akum. But even though there is Shloim Malchus, so the Mele Detzi Heter and the Yisrael of the Vishti of the Shabbat, Shloim Malchus. But there is another Yisrael of So that is only Shayach, that applies even to Yochid. It applies even to Yochid and Akum, even to Yochid and Akum, and at the same time. It's only Shayach if it is given to Ani Yisrael. But if it's given to Ani Yaakov, it's not Shayach. That's why Rambam says, and that's the Gemara, that Melech is Sal Naakov, Shesholach Mobile Yisrael is Lok. A Mazin in Yisrael, Mishim Shlom Malchus. Suppose there wouldn't be any Shlom Malchus. Suppose the situation is such that you can tell the Melech, oh, but you need it, why do you have to spend your money? You can use it for many other things. And the Melech will appreciate that. He will be very grateful to the Israel. So then he's not allowed to accept it, even if he's going to distribute it among the pagan poor. Because of the Mishtirot Shabbat. But only because of Malchus, so it's a heter on the Mishtirot Shabbat. But a nobleman, but he cannot give it to Ani Yisrael, because if he'll give it to Ani Yisrael, and the same Yisrael who are the beneficiaries of death don't know, so they themselves cannot give chine, to this Akim Gonor. He's an Akim Roshe, but he gives Dokim, alright, but he's still an Akim Roshe. So in many ways, it will involve me, sir, of Tam Kodesh at Mashem Lekecho, lo yitzik ve machelim li yizdeishi meneko. Mashem ke, if a Gatesh of this. So, or even if it's not a Gatesh of God, just is not even Zayim Zilunea. So there is no way to call him. So the main way, the Yisrael, the beneficiary, who accepts the Tzedokah, so he himself can do the same thing to the Lord Akum. The Bnei Adgatesho. So maybe it's Muta. So that's why the Rambam here says, V'yira li shenesin et solani Yisrael, hoi uvunizem Yisrael, umitzub alayim lachiz. And I took the wrong in the Or HaShulchan. In the Or HaShulchan, in the second chedek here and there, in Gilchez Rokeh, so he says, he discusses as to how is, why are we made to be Kabbal Tzedakah from the Goyim. So he says that the Ilch Name Bifahes here, it's not allowed. And Ilch Name, that's a Nisa Kamo. I mean, in New York, so many yeshivas send out students, especially day schools, young children, with pushkes in the streets on 42nd Street, and every street, and every boy that passes by, they solicit. I mean, it's a Nisa of Chil Hashem. I mean, there is no doubt it's a Nisa of Chil Hashem. I don't know the heter. It's not, they don't test for yeshivas, but just, an executive director who many times is not even been told. So he decides, he makes all these decisions. But I'm sure that no Rosh Hashiva will allow it. That's a real issue of Chil Hashem, of soliciting Tzedakah from Goyim. And it doesn't make any difference whether it's a Levi Chomim or not, Chil Hashem to Chil Hashem. But, so he said Chil Hashem is that the Jews cannot support their own yeshivas. The Goyim have to support.
They don't have to, but...
You know, so that's Chil Hashem.
Can't they help an institution if they feel that they want to?
What is it?
Can't they have the right to help an institution if they want to? So is Chil Hashem that?
No, it's not. It's a Chil Hashem because that gives the impression that the Jews cannot support.
You know what they're giving to.
All right, and it's not something that could be argued. This is halacha. I mean, it's not something that could be argued.
It's an interpretation.
No, it's an interpretation. It's a Gemara in Mefarshes in Sanhedrin. It's not a question of interpretation. All right, anyway. So the Rosh Hashulchan says that it's also, except if he cannot live, I mean, without it. So then...
Maybe they should put a pushkin inside any grocery store, because then everybody that goes in your kosher is Jewish, you know?
No, that doesn't...
When
the Goy comes and gives a donation to Yeshiva, you can gladly accept it. That's not a Chil Hashem. But when you solicit, when you solicit Tzedakah for Yeshiva, if a Goy sends in, George Dunn sends in $150 every year to Yeshiva's place, it's accepted. That doesn't involve the Chil Hashem, but to ask a Goy to give a donation for Yeshiva when there are millionaire Jews, that's a Chil Hashem. But when, if you have a pushkin in the store, and then the Goy comes in and he puts in $1,000, talk about Brocha. I mean, but to solicit Tzedakah for Yeshivas from a Goy, that's a Chil Hashem. Anyway, so he says, the Rosh Hashulchan says, that it's also. And then he says, and Bitzine, but then he asks, but Bitzine is also sir. So he mentions the Rambam, and he says, that the Rambam says, B'neyach she'nosan Tzedakah. So he's becoming Menu. He says, because there are more paskins, the Beliach, Ruhuzar Rashid. So, Mele, Vareonu, his palacin, Elu Melu. So, Mele, it's not us. So, in other words, there are three Isur. One Isur is an Isur of Chil Hashem. The Isur of Chil Hashem is only Bifaresi, and only when you solicit. If you don't solicit, there is no Yisrael for Hashem, if you don't do this. If the Akum, if the Akum, let's say, here the Gemara doesn't even discuss the question of Chil Hashem, when Imre Humes, the mother of Shlomo Malke, when she sent money, the Gemara doesn't discuss Chil Hashem, because here she wasn't solicited. She, Yatzin Latei, she sent, so it's no Chil Hashem. So that's one, and that is only the Pharisee, and that is all applied without invitation. Even without the invitation. And I'll tell you, I mean, the fact that someone once wrote, that doesn't make sense, in the Torah journal, that it's also to get government funds for yeshivas, but that doesn't make sense, because when the government, here we solicit, we apply, and we exert pressure, it's not so simple. The government never gives Batsina Mate, only after a lot of pressure and intervention. But this is not okay. This is not soliciting, it's okay. After all, every Jew pays taxes. So the Mele, they are mechuyev to so. They are mechuyev to help all the institutions. They help other educational institutions. Why should they help yeshivas? So he doesn't. It's not okay on their part. So, but to ask contributions to solicit, it's okay. From going, even if it's a contention, even if it's civil say law, it involves bifareste. Bifaresi involves an Isra of Chil Hashem. So that's one Isra. Another Isra is Bibesh Sirot Ishabarno. So, Bibesh Sirot Ishabarno, and on that, in regard to that Isra, there is a machlekes. There is a machlekes between Tesves on one hand and the Rambam Rabbi Yashin on the other. According to Tesves, the Isra of Bibesh Sirot Ishabarno applies to Yochid and Akum also. And Akum Roshe, and that is only Shayach by Akum Roshe, but it applies even to Yochid, and according to Rambam Rabbi Gershon, it only applies to a Melech, or Isaac, Melech Isaac, because Doki is Mechaper, and in regard to a Tzibur, to a collective, so the whole Tzchar is Meir Vazer, material reward, so in Mele, it comes with the Isa of Chnine. So, but it only, so according to Rambam, it only applies to the Malchus. And then there is a third Isra that applies not only to the Malchus. So, that applies to a Yochid and Akum Roshe also. And that's based upon the fact that we are not allowed to give Chanine to an Akum. So, maybe if we are not allowed to give Chanine to an Akum, we are not allowed to accept Chanine from him. We are not allowed to accept Chanine from him. So, maybe that's because of the secret Machirim. We is Yisra Deishi Milochem. Now, there is a remarkable Lashon HaRam. The Chidor, in one of his Shuvahs, says that if a certain goy, if a certain Akum is an Eiv Yisrael, so then we are allowed to be Mekabel Tzedakah. That's what the Chidor says. The Chidor. And I think that this is implicit in the Lashon HaRambam. The Chidor doesn't mention that Lashon HaRambam, but I think that this is implicit in the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, in Perek Yud, Milchas Matones Ami, Halacha Beis, Leilo Mein Romanu Min Atzdoki, Vein Dova Rav Lo Hezek Nigla Al Bishvul Atzdoki, Shenema Al Roya Maisa Atzdoki Shole, Kol Amracha Yim Racha Memola, Shenema Al Vinosam Lecho Racha Mim Rechmecho Vyobecho, Vichol Mi Yishu Arzori Vein Merachem Yishvoche Shli Yichas Yichsel, Shen Arzori Es Mitzuyo Al Otaako, Shenema Arzori Himo Vilo Yiracha Mim, Vichol Yisrael Vanil Vaaleim Keachim, הנו ועליה מין זה יוצא כאחים שנאמר בוא נמאתם על ישם וכיכם ואם לא ירחם באוך על אוך מי ירחם או לא ולמי אני ישראל נעשים עיניהם על יעקום שסייני מייסון וראי תבין אחריהם רואה אין עיניהם פרוי ישראל או לאחי את הרמב״ם you know את הרמב״ם doesn't give any trushes את הרמב״ם everything that הרמב״ם says is a lot so the רמב״ם says ומי אני ישראל נעשים עיניהם. To whom do they look for help? To whom? To the Hikhobi, who hate them, and who pursue them, and who persecute them. Ho, in name, please, you must say that Jews can only look for help from their own fellow Jews, not from the Yichud. What significance is this? The Rambam mentioned that Tzedakah is a tremendous mitzvah. Tremendous mitzvah. And one shouldn't be afraid to become a pagod. Because there is a tochet from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No one becomes impoverished to Tzedakah. No one. I mean, and this is something that has no exceptions. If anybody tells you that he became impoverished because of Tzedakah, so he's lying. He's lying. Because he's talking against the Levim, against the Torah. The Torah says to him, and the Nobi says, so there couldn't be any exception. There couldn't be an exception that one should become impoverished. So this is what the Rambam is saying. So why does he say, Uli ani Yisrael beisimeneyem, haleakum sheseyim eisom, v'reit v'nacheyem, ho'ei nineyem bui zel lachim. Towards whom? To whom can they look for help? To the Akum, who hate them, who hate the Jews, who persecute the Jews. So you must say that they can only look for help from their fellow Jews. What does the Rambam mean by that? So in other words, the Rambam is telling us, suppose a certain Jew will say, why do I have to give so much money for the Ani Yisrael? There are so many good-natured, there are so many charitable going. Charitable coming, and if Jews will only solicit the Jewish poor, will only solicit them, we'll be able to get money. Why should we? And the rich coming have more money than we. Why should I be? So the Rambam says no. That's no excuse because they are not allowed to accept from the there is an insight to be kabe, to be kabe ustoke from an act. And even from an Akum Yochud, there is Nisa. Because besides Nisa of Vivisirot Shabano, there is another Nisa. The Nisa of Vivisirot Shabano, according to the Rambam, that applies only to Malchus, but not to Yochud. But there is another Nisa of Kyam Kodesh Akhashem Lekecho, Vesikrim Achirim Yisir Sagrishim Meko. So that applies to Yochud too. There is a Nisa. What is the Nisa? And what is the Issa based upon the fact that we do not give chine to the Akum. We do not give chine to the Akum. So mele, we are not allowed to accept chine from the one whom we do not give chine to. You have it. So now, I mentioned already in the sugi of Hodes. What Adak says, in Tehillim, and Rav Shlomo Eygar is a goyis, and Rav Shlomo mentions. So you see, I mean, that what Hadak says is really implicit in this Rambam. Simen Kuf Nun Tes, the Gilya Mashal. So he says as follows. Vatere, Chaba says, Vatere muta lahal beitzlin lichomen beribis. Ayin mashikos of Radak, Tilin, Mizmet Esvo, Posikei, al Posik, Kaspil Yosham Beneshech. So the Radak says, Zel Ishei. Vatero leyosro el Yisrael. The Torah only asked the taking of ribis from Israel. אבל ירחובי מותה, כמו שקושב, ואנוכי סשך, ובוודאי, אם יישאי לרחובי, תיבו עם חסד לישראל, אם יישאי לישראל. חיי בישראל עסיס גם כן עם חסד, ולהי דברי, והלבוי בלוי נשך, הוא חסד יסם למתונה, שהר ביבי שהוא לוקח עצמתונה ובלוי לרוץ. So the Radak says that if an Akum is an Eve Israel, Eve Israel doesn't mean he just gives stock to this particular Jew. So every single Israel can help certain Jews whom he likes. Even the Nazis, he much more, had certain Jews whom he liked. So Eve Israel means one who is Eve, every Jew. That's an Eve Israel by definition. So if an Akum is an Eve Israel, so not only we are allowed to give him Chanina, we are mechuyev to give him Chanina. Where did the Radak get that? So that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara Megillah that I mentioned somehow. תפוך המדלת, את בעלי. ויאמר רבי יצחק, מה יחסיב יוחן ראשו, ולא מצלת? אומר יצחק בן הקדוש ברוך הוא, ובן שלו, יוחן איסוף. איסוף זה מבין, איסוף. איסוף מי מזה? דגויים, זה מכחוב. אומר לי ראשו, so in other words, this is how the Masha explains it. So there is a din of Nisachoni. אומר לי, ולא מצלת? So the Masha explains it. In other words, he is an onus. מה יש אנשים כדי? Omalei beres echiches yirabe. Omalei yisachmish bo, in king bal yirake yisashem. So in other words, the yisar of yisachonim is based upon the Shem Hoshavah. And so the melee, and so this gemara really implies that if an akum, even if he's an evitchon, but if he's an evitch Yisrael, so then there is chani. So that's why the Rambam says, ומי אני ישראל? נסים מנהל. נסים, הנהל. הרי עקום שסי מנהל סום, ולהתפין אחר, הוא הנהל פוי אזרחי. So yes, what is the significance of this remark? Because, so the answer is, the Rambam wants to tell us that the Jew should not say, why do I have to give so much money to support the Ani? There are so many goyim who can support. So he says, no, you're not allowed to recover from the Yichonim. Who are saying it is so. Now the implication being that if a certain Akum is not saying it is so, then we are allowed to be Mikabitam. And this is what the Hidor says in Shul, that we are allowed to be Mikabit Zloke from a native Israel. Alright, so these are, so there are three Isurim in connection with taking Zloke from an Akum. One is Chil Hashem, and that's only in Paresia, and that's only in Solicit, and that should apply even to Invitation. And then there is an Isel Vissel to Shabbalo. So according to Tesis, it applies even to Yochid. And according to the Rambam, Amiyash, it applies only to Malchus. And that Ishayach, even if the Zdoke is given to Ani Yaakov, because it's Mechaber, but only because of Shoy Malchus, it's with the Mechaber. And then, even when there is Shoy Malchus, so we're not allowed to give it to Ani Yisrael because of the Isel of Gam Kodesh and Shlomo Kecho. We see him achilim. He is the salvation. Remember, all right. Don't rabbon. Kupa shol zloko. Nigvis b'shnayim u'mischalekes b'shleish. Nigvis b'shnayim sheneisim schoyis al atzibu pochets b'shnayim u'mischalekes b'shleisho u'mischalekes b'shleisho k'din emomenis. So kupa is the fund. It's a communal zloke fund out of which the Ani Yoir get a regular subsidy every week. That the Tamcho is a special stocky fund out of which the Ani who do not stay in one city but who keep on traveling from city to city, so out of the Tamcho fund they get their support for the meals of the day. Now, and only he was even mocking the mocking. So he stops in a certain city, he stays one day, and then he goes to another city. So there has to be a special fund out of which to provide for the Aniyim who are even mocking the mocking. And the kupe is the fund out of which the resident Aniyim are supported. So in other words, kupe that means relief. I mean, kupe means the fund out of which the resident Ani get relief. So kupe shol tzedoke, so in order to collect tzedoke for the kupe, so you must have two. One person cannot collect. Nigvis bishnai, umischaleket bishleish, or nigvis bishnai, sheneis ischones alatzibo poches bishnai, umischaleket bishleish, or kidine momenes. Tamche, is nigvis bishleisho, mischaleket bishleisho, shekivuyo, v'chalukosho, tamche v'chol yeri, kupe. So from the kupe, so the resident ani get support. So in other words, so every week they get, me'arav Shabbos, me'arav Shabbos, so it's like a salary. They get they get a certain amount of money in order to have support for the whole week. So Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Now, you see, the Rambam, we mentioned that the Rambam has one perek in Matan Zani where he discusses the mitzvahs Bokeh V'Yom. And then he has another perek where he discusses Nidorim of Zdokim. And then in Perek Tes, he discusses Zdokim of Mitzvah. And from that Rosh Rambam, it's mashma that Zdokim has two aspects. There is a mitzvah of Zdokim that is incumbent upon the Yochid, and there is a mitzvah of Zdokim that is incumbent upon the Tzim. So all these halachas the Rambam mentions in Perek Tes. Because why is there so many halachas in regard to Zdokim? Because there is a mitzvah of Zdokim. There is a mitzvah of Zdokim that is mutla and the tzibo. So the melee, so the halacha determines the dinim, the chlorine, how Zdokim, how the tzibo, the organized tzibo, how the organized tzibo, the organized community, it distributes the Zdokim. Alright. So the halacha is that when we have to be gave, we are gave bishnai. And this mitzchalekes bishleisho. Nidre Mishnayim Shemitz in Schores al Atzibo Poches Mishnayim. Poches Mishnayim. So that means, Nidre doesn't mean when you just go visit someone and you ask him for a donation. That's not Schores. Because you ask him for a donation, if he doesn't want to give, he doesn't give. So what kind of Schores is it? But it means, Bizman Shebez Min Yisrael B'tok From. So in other words, so Bez Min decides, this Jew, he has so money, so much money, so he has to give so much. And then, so then, Bezdin sends out Gaboy to collect. Suppose the, he refuses to give. So the Gemara points out, so the Mashkin, we take money against his will. So that's chore. If you do something against the will of a person, it's chore. But if you just ask, and if he doesn't want to give, he doesn't give. So that's not Zohar, so then it's not necessary that after two Gaboyim should ask. Alright. So, it's Nidlis Mishnayim, Shemitz Mishchoz Latzim, Chorot Mishnayim, Umishchalekes Mishlein, Shokidin Emomenes. Rashi says, Mipnei Shukidin Emomenes, Le'ayim, Bilosis, Lecholechot, Kifitvorim, Atluim, Moi. Kifitvorim, Atluim, Moi. Now, it is interesting that even though the Loshen HaGmori is Mischaleket Mishleisho Kedim Momenes, so the reason is why we require three Gaboy to distribute Zdokeh, because it's like the Momenes, Rabbi Yehuda says, he mentioned the Loshen HaGmori, and then he says, Mischaleket Mishleisho Kedim Nefoshes. Rabbi Yehuda says, so the question is, first of all, the Loshen HaGmori is Umischaleket Mishleisho Kedim Momenes, not because Zdokeh is like Nefoshes. And Ramin says, Umischaleket Mishleisho Kedim Nefoshes. Ramin says. And then the other kasha against Ramin is Monefshech. If Zdokeh has a deal of Nefoshes, and we can understand as to why Zdokeh should have a deal of Nefoshes. Because suppose the Kupe doesn't have enough, you know, to give them, to provide for everybody. And then, the Gaboyim of Zdokeh have to establish priorities. Sometimes it involves the Foshes. Sometimes it involves the Foshes. So, let's say, if it's an Inyan of Pinyan Shvuyim, and we don't have enough to be paid everybody, and we have to be paid just a few. So the question is, whom should we pay? All right, the Aloches. But still, we don't have Aloches. So it requires judgment to apply the Aloche. Whether this Aloche is applicable or that Aloche is applicable, it's not so simple. So it's an union of the Foshes. So then we should require Chob Gimel. Foshes requires Chob Gimel. So why does Rabbi Yehuda says that Kupesh of Zdoko is Mischaleket Mishleisho, because it's like the Foshes. Now, the Yerushalmi Gola Basra says that the Chachomim at first wanted to declare that Zdoko is Mischaleket Chob Gimel. Because sometimes it involves Nefoshes. But then the Chachom decided if it will require 23 on each distribution of Zdokeh, it will require Chob Gimel. So then that will handicap the distribution of Zdokeh to such an extent that on the contrary, because of this requirement. So many aniyim will starve because of this requirement. So because of that, the Chachamim say mischalekim mishleishim. So the second kashe is no kashe because it really would require chokim, but because it would be disadvantageous to the aniyim themselves. So the many of the Chachamim said it's mischalekim mishleishim. But the question is, how can Rabbi Yehuda say it's v'chalekel mishleisha or can he mefashes? When the Gemara says that it's v'chalekel mishleisha or can he mefashes? So, now, mefashes requires chokim, requires heaven. There is a machlekes between the Ramban and Rav Sadi Goyen. The Ramban is in Chumash and Parash Shev. So the Ramban in his Peirush and Torah, so he mentions that Rav Sadi Goyen says the Pshutish al Mikro. So the Gemara, the Mishnah Makis, learns out what deduces from this passage that Nimtzei Echad Mehem Kol Apostle Eidus Kol Mutur. Hiki Shnayim Mishleish. Mashnayim, if one is a apostle, so then we have no Eidus because we need two. Afshleisho or Meyo, if one turns out to be apostle, so it is Kulamto. So then the Gemara deduces from this pasuk about Pishnai Meyo Mishleisho, the Mishnei Makis. But Rav Sadi Goyen says that the traditional Mikro is our Pishnai Meyo means Eidim in the Poshis. And Shleisho Eidim, Yuma Sabes, means that the Kabbalah Seides of the Poshis requires him. So the Ramban is chelik, and the Ramban shiti is that Kabbalah Seides of Mefoshes requires chokim. And what is Rav Sadi Goyen shiti? That only the Masomar and the Gmar Din of Mefoshes requires chokim, etc. But the Kabbalah Seides of Mefoshes requires only three. So there is a machlekes between the Ramban and Rav Sadi Goyen as to whether the Kabbalah Seides of Mefoshes requires chokim, Sanhedrin, or it requires only three. So it seems, but the Masel Matin, the Masel Matin and the Matin, so the judgment has to be rendered by Sanhedrin, not by a Bez Mishogim. Not by a Bez Mishogim Usmuchim, but by Sanhedrin. But in regard to the Kabbalah Seides, so according to Sadi Goyen, so three can be Mikabo. In other words, according to Sadi Goyen, if two Eidim will testify that a certain person is Chayav Nisim, before Bez in Shotim Usmuchim, and then after the Kabbalah Seides, so 20 more Smuchim will convene, and there will be Sanhedrin, and we'll have the Masel Matin, and we'll have the Matin, so it's all right. According to Ramban, know that that's the Kabbalah Seides of Nefoshes requires Chokim. So apparently, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with the Shita of Rav Sadi Goyen, that the Kabbalah Seides of Nefoshes doesn't require Chokim. It requires only giving. Now the Yerushalmi said, now, whenever Gaboyim of Tzedakah, who have to distribute from the Kupa, Tanim, so there are two things. First of all, there is the counterpart of Kabbalah Seides. It's not really Kabbalah Seides. But what is Kabbalah Seides? Kabbalah Seides means verify the fact that he did the Tanim. So there is Kabbalah Seides Mamish. But when Gaboyim of Tzedakah have to distribute Tzedakah, so first they have to resort to all the evidence to find out the facts. Does he need money? Doesn't he need money? Maybe he's a rich man. Maybe he has saved up under the pillow. So he saved up $1 million. So Gaboyim of Tzedakah cannot just distribute to everyone who comes and says, I need money. So they have to verify the facts. That's the counterpart of Kabbalah says. It's not Kabbalah says this, but it's the counterpart of Kabbalah says. And then, even if they find out that they are 1,000 Ani who need a certain sum of money every week, but the Kupin doesn't have enough to provide for everybody. So, then the Kabbalah Yitzhoko have to establish priorities. Which is worse? So that's the counterpart of the Masel Mah of Yerushas. So Mele, Yerushalmi or Basra says that actually the Chachomim thought of saying that Tzedoko is Mischalek as Bechokim because the element of Nefoshes, when you decide on the distribution of the Kupo to Ami, it's a need of Nefoshes. It's a need of Nefoshes. But the Chachomim won't be sake, no, because that will be very detrimental for Ani. If every time a distribution is made, we need this Sanhedrin, we need Chachomim. I mean, here, even if they had been sake, Chachomim, but it wouldn't be sake to happen because we don't have Sanhedrin anyway. But even to convene Chachomim, to decide on a distribution would be detrimental to Ani. So, because of that, they were not misaking that the decision, whenever there is a question as to priorities, that's the counterpart of Masomar and Mardi of Nefoshes. So the Chachomim were misaking that it shouldn't require that the Masomar of the Chlukeh of Stoke should not require Chokim. But as far as the Kabbalah Seder is the verifying the facts, the determination of the facts, who needs and who doesn't need. So the Chachomim said that it requires shleishah, it requires a determination, a Kabbalah Seder, like a Kabbalah Seder, by shleishah. Why does it require a verification, a determination of the facts by Shlensho? Because it's like the Foshes, and Kamihini Shite is like upside the Goyim. Then the Kabbalah Seder of the Foshes itself requires only Shlensho. But the Foshes Mamesh requires Shlensho Smuchim. And here we just require three Jews. It can be a Gaitis also. It doesn't have to be Smuchim. But the reason as to why the determination of the facts is to be handled by Shleishah, because it's like Nefoshes. And Kabbalah Seder of Nefoshes, Hamnei Shiti is, requires only Gimel. But then, the Gemara says here, Mischalek and Shleishah and Mamanes, this has reference to the other question, the determination of the, not of the facts, who needs, who doesn't need, but in determining, in establishing priorities, who should be entitled at this moment when there isn't enough money in the coupon to support everybody, and who not, who should be rejected. Sometimes you can't help it. You can't give everybody. So that should require, on the basis from the point of view of the Foshes, Chogimu. So, but Chomimu Misake, that it should not require Chogimu, but just Shleishah Agilman. So when the Gemara says, Kibbutz Mamonos, it has reference to the question of establishing priorities, which is the counterpart of Maaseh Matan Mardin of the Foshes. So there the Chachamim said, no, it should not. It should have a din like the Mamonos. But in regard to the determination of the facts, who needs, who doesn't need, so there the Chachamim said, Shleishah,